world. Without being born, your desires for what will be right with it. But then you reach very early in this equation a turning place where you must turn your undivided attention in the way the source within you does. So when you stay focused on those heartbreaking situations, you hold yourself apart from who you really are. And we say, you can't get sick enough to help sick people get well, and you can't get frightened enough to help frightened people find security. You can't get poor enough to help poor people become prosperous. In other words, you can only lead from where you are, from your place of connection. So those documentaries are helping step one. You will never come into alignment with who you really are until your documentaries help you with step three. You must see the world through the eyes of Source. So, how do you think your inner being is seeing all of this? What do you think your inner being sees in this? In other words, do you see people becoming clearer? Do you see them becoming sure? What do you see? What do you see out there behind the lens of your camera? What do you see that you think your inner being might be seeing?
What strikes me most is I see in their eyes and in their faces a happiness that we can strive to have in North America, but we cannot have. We have all the wealth and the physical and the money. So,
and what do you think? And what do you think is at the heart of that? In other words, ask yourself that question. What are you seeing? Are you seeing that life has caused them to focus? Do you think that it might be that the conditions that surround them have caused them to give up on an attempt at control? And so their happiness is coming through some sort of personal vibrational alignment?
Exactly. The struggle they're going through has shown them the way of love. And it's in their face, in their eyes. It's beautiful.
So is that the story that you would like to tell? In other words...
It's a story we're telling.
And so...
There's hope.
So, at hope and beyond. But so tell us, what do you think the properties of their life are that are causing that look on their faces? What do you think is the reason that they seem to be feeling that way? Esther sat in an airport a few years ago, and there was a family sitting across the way from her, very near her, a father and a mother and two teenage children, and all of them looked placid and blank, almost dead inside. They weren't talking to each other. They were not smiling. They were not happy about life. The little teenage girl was sort of puttering around in her purse, but most of them were listless and tired and lifeless looking. And Esther looked at them and wondered what was going on. And then she glanced down at the newspaper that was sitting on the table next to her. And it was a picture of the same four people with different colored skin and different colored eyes in a different part of the world, but it was a father and a mother and two teenage children, and they were fleeing something behind them, and they were running toward the camera. And the photographer had captured the shot of their vital, determined motion. And Esther remembers looking at them and then looking at them and then looking at them and then looking at them, and she consciously thought, I would choose this over that. I would choose life. I would choose reason. I would choose desire. I would choose wanting something over not wanting something. And we think that's part of what you're talking about here. It's when life, you see, when life causes you to want something and you don't know you can get it, then you struggle in the contradicted energy. That's why there are people in the most prosperous of lands who are miserable, and there are people in the most impoverished lands who are joyful. And it's because it isn't about the material stuff, it's about the alignment. And so what you're wanting to do, and this is your mission in life, it's what you were born to do, and you know it because every time you get on the track of it, you feel the call of it in such a powerful way, it's intoxicating. You said, I will go forth and find the obvious alignment in places that it is least likely to find it until I understand it, and then I will teach it to those who are in places where they can even more easily hear it. We have to tell you that we just love it when we talk to a group of terminally ill people. They're our favorite crowd. Because when they are in a situation where they have finally given in to the idea that they cannot control circumstances, and now they are willing to finally do the only thing that ever worked anyway, which is line up with energy, now we're cooking, you see. And we think that's what you are about too. We think it's about recognizing that no matter what the situation, you can align with energy. No matter what the situation, you are giving birth to rockets of desires. No matter what the situation, there is a distance or a potential distance between what you're looking at and who you really are. And you don't need the drama of it in order to figure it out. But sometimes it's easier to figure it out in the drama of it. It's easier for us to teach someone who's really feeling strong negative emotion the power of relief of it than it is someone who's sort of kind of almost happy to find the relief from that. But that's what it's about, and that's why we think you're choosing these documentaries of such drama in order to teach this basic understanding of coming into alignment with self. He's ringing the bell and waving his hands around. Come to the dimension where we are, where there is not time, and we'll chat on endlessly. Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.